The easiest way to sign up for the PSLF waiver. This is part four of a four-part series. Part one, what's the PSLF? Part two, what are the new changes to PSLF? Part three, how do these changes affect me? Can all be found on the MoneyBytes blog. Now that you've learned how awesome the new PSLF waiver is, you may be wondering, how do I sign up for this? There's been a lot of confusion around this part because at first it's like, who the hell is studentaid.gov and why do I need to open an account? Followed by, oh, they're the FAFSA people. Wait, why am I signing up for FAFSA? I don't need FAFSA. Followed by a bunch of flashbacks to when you took out thousands of dollars of loans to go to college and med school. Followed by the shocking realization that you don't remember anything about that process and you know nothing about your loans. Ask me how I know. Anywho, this all boils down to either a one or two-step process, depending on your situation. Here's a video that walks you through the process as simply as possible. Now, it's not a money bite, it's 39 minutes long, but I've sectioned it up with timestamps so you can jump right to the parts that are relevant to you. Plus, the last 3 minutes is an appendix anyway. In the video, you'll get an overview of the whole process, you'll learn how to sign up, whether or not you need to consolidate your student loans, and if so, how to do that. And then you'll take a step back and think through whether the PSLF waiver is actually a good fit for you. To make it easy, I've organized folks into four groups. Group one, you've made greater than or equal to 120 payments and your loans are direct loans. You'll complete one step, the PSLF application. You can expect to receive total loan forgiveness and a refund for payments made over 120. Group two, you've made greater than or equal to 120 payments and your loans are not direct loans. You'll complete two steps, consolidating your loans and applying for PSLF. You can expect to receive total loan forgiveness. Group three, you've made less than 120 payments and your loans are direct loans. You'll do one step, apply for PSLF. You can expect that past ineligible payments will now be counted towards the 120 payments in PSLF. Group 4. You've made less than 120 payments and your loans are not direct loans. You'll do the two steps, consolidate your loans and apply for PSLF. As with Group 3, you can expect that past ineligible payments will now be counted towards 120 payments in PSLF. No matter which group you're in, everyone has to start by opening an account at studentaid.gov. Yep, the FAFSA people, aka the United States Department of Education. Okay, see you over on YouTube. Ooh, by the way, I'm thrilled to announce that the Money Med School YouTube channel has crossed the subscriber threshold to get a vanity link. You can now find the Money Med School YouTube channel at youtube.com/c/MoneyMedSchool. Woohoo!